Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com. This evening, we'll be talking about harvesting blessings. And as I present the topic, all content does adhere to the disclaimers of Sasha Talks. I thought to talk about harvesting blessings because people usually ask me, how can I manifest blessings? How could I show gratitude for something that I've been waiting for so long to happen? When will it happen? But there are a few steps that we have to be mindful of. It's a process. It's not just a cause and an effect. When we want good things for ourselves, we also have to wish others well as well. Whatever you want, you have to wish your neighbor well. We can't be selfish and say, I deserve this more than the other person. Who are you to say that? That's based on perception. But maybe there is more than one person who deserves to be happy, be blessed with abundance. And a lot of times people mix up being rich with wealth. Wealth could come in many forms, not only tangible money. It's your health, it's your family, it's your happiness. So when we harvest blessings, think of it this way. You want to harvest blessings for yourself, for your loved ones, and to pay it forward. Because at the end of the day, to some degree, the universe and society also has to help you along with your goals, regardless of what they are. And when you harvest a blessing for yourself, what you put in is going to be what you put out. And we're not necessarily talking about miracles here at the moment. We're talking about the energy that we put in emotionally, mentally, physically. Whether you want to start a business, write a book, you want to find your life partner, your soulmate. Not everybody who wants to find their soulmate wants to get married. Regardless of what you're seeking, it's important to set the intention out there. And there are a few ways that could help you along to reach that goal of not only enjoying your blessing, but reaping the reward. A lot of people work hard out there, but not everyone gets to see, experience their reward. Here we're talking about blessings. So what is a blessing? A blessing is like a goodwill and well-wishing, whether it is coming from God or well-wishers in your life. Blessings are a broad topic because to some, a blessing can be a miracle that comes at the right place at the right time, or a gift that comes your way. It doesn't have to be a tangible gift, but a blessing, a well-wisher wishes you well with your endeavors, whether or not you deserve that. Some people view blessings to be luck. It's debatable, but we do know one thing, that if you are spiritual, you're very proactive in your life and your society, and you want good things to happen, not only for yourself, but you want to drive positive changes in your community, a blessing is a good thing. We are granted 86,400 seconds every day. How many of those seconds do we sacrifice or take aside to say thank you to the universe? Thank you for allowing me to live another day. Thank you for granting me another opportunity to continue upon my path, to trudge forward with my goal. Thank you for allowing me to live another day to see my loved ones, my kids, my family, for allowing me to share my gifts with those that need assistance, guidance, for me to work with my community. Basically, you're getting an opportunity to start a new slate every day. Sometimes people think, okay, I screwed up in this lifetime, so the rest of my life, whether you have 10 years left or 50 years left, we don't know. Only the Creator knows how much time each of us are allotted to walk on Earth. What do you do with those 86,400 seconds that are granted to you today and hopefully tomorrow and on forward? Have you thanked your Creator? Have you thanked your Source? How do you show gratitude? in order to harvest blessings, there are a few elements that you need to be mindful of and to practice. Are you living in the moment? Or are you worrying about what's going to happen 20 years from now? Which is possibly going to be a hypothetical because there's only so much we could plan ahead in life. Life happens when we're too busy planning for moments that may or may not come later. Have you learned from your past? So how are you going to harvest a blessing? How are you going to manifest these blessings? Not all of the blessings are manifested because sometimes they do just come under the right divine timing, dictated by divine will. And some people, when they hear the word divine, they automatically think God. It can just be whomever is our source, whom we derive strength from, energy from, and we instills faith. For some of us, it's God. For others, it's just a higher divine power, but they don't label it. But they know that there's some powerful force out there that dictates the law of nature. And we don't necessarily agree with the law of nature because the world has to be kept in balance. So sometimes when good things are happening on one end, something might be out of balance on another. How do you live in the moment? It's very important to know where you are in order for you to know where you're going. And putting your present aside for a moment, we also have to learn how to make peace with our past. Past thoughts, past actions, sometimes our mindset needs attention. We need to be more open-minded. We need to look at things from another person's perspective. It's not about being right or wrong, but we have to understand that not everybody has the same resources, tools, guidance, people, love, encouragement, opportunities as one another. Everyone comes from a different type of background. Some people have many resources, they just don't know how to apply them to manifest a blessing, whether it's a tangible blessing or intangible. Some people want to become more happier. How do they go about doing it? Other people may want to buy a home that's more tangible. How to manifest that in the physical reality? Then there are those who grew up with very limited resources, or circumstances dictate that they have limited resources at this moment in time. Well, it may disgruntle them or worry them at that moment in time. Maybe down the path, when they look back at that moment in hindsight, they'll say, it was a blessing in disguise because it forced me to think outside the box. It forced me to apply myself more. It put me out of my comfort zone. And then the challenge was, how am I going to survive? Not only for that week, for that month, for that year, but what do I really want out of life? Because sometimes in order for us to grow, and we keep on, we're hesitant or we're delaying things, whether it's mindfully or not, life shakes us up by taking something that we really take for granted, whether let's say it's a person or a job opportunity or something that we are so attached to, whether or not we acknowledge it. The rug is pulled from underneath our feet. We're outside our comfort zone. All of a sudden, we're forced to think, how am I going to make it through not only today, but tomorrow? All of a sudden, you stop worrying about what's going to happen 10 years down the road because you could barely make it through a day. Everybody has different resources. Everybody has different mediums through which they could find the right resources. But it doesn't matter how much you're born with or how much you have at the moment. It's more about what are you doing with what you do have. There are people who have few resources, but their mindset needs a bit of an adjustment because it's not enough according to what they feel they deserve or they should have at that moment in time, that even those four or five resources that are very powerful to help them move forward in life, they view it as, oh, Sasha, I don't have anything. If they're not thankful about those four or five resources now, how are they going to be thankful about 15 resources down the road? There's going to be not much of a change in their mindset. And if smart people learn how to capitalize upon what they have right now, and by capitalize, I don't necessarily mean it has to be, you have to make money off every resource you have, but capitalize upon it in terms of wealth and health. And learning how to live within our means, because we live in a society that always says, why have this when you can have something bigger and better and better? The grass is always greener if you pay attention to the media or the advertisements or the magazines. Smart people know that regardless of what you have to make your grass greener on your own, or else you're never going to be content. There's nothing wrong with achieving more and more and more. But there's only so much you could continue upgrading, upgrading, upgrading. Because when people believe the grass is greener on the other side, there's a part of them that says, okay, my existing relationship is a bit challenging. I don't know if I want to work through it. Maybe I should go seek another relationship. And in the process of thinking the grass is quote-unquote always greener, they lose themselves, but they never learn the lesson that they were supposed to in a given circumstance or relationship, for example. And that pattern continues over a long period of time. And until we learn the lessons we're meant to learn in life, in different aspects of our life, those experiences are going to continue happening in different frequencies and intensities until we can no longer take it. And we have to stare back at the reality staring back at us until we do something. And the key word is do something. We have to acknowledge it, and part of self-development and growth is we also have to look at the parts of us that we're not so proud of. We all have shortcomings, whether we acquired them over a period of time, but we have to work through that. Because when we introduce ourselves to people, when we're doing great deeds, we want acknowledgement, we're known for the good things about us. At the same time, we still need to keep refining our soul. And in that process, I hope you're also refining your lifestyle in this physical world that will help you harvest those blessings. What do you do to keep yourself sane and focused on your path? Some people wake up extremely early, so they have enough time to get ready, freshen up, enjoy their cup of coffee, have some alone time, have that moment of silence before the day starts getting chaotic, whether it's with work or they go about a certain routine during their day. Some people exercise. Other people write a lot, whether it's a diary or a gratitude journal. What are you thankful for today? I'm sure that in the audience, each individual can come up with at least 5 things that they're thankful for. When you do this activity, I've asked a few people to do it in the past. I tell them, okay, list 50 things that you're grateful for. And I've also made myself do that. And I recall that when you start off writing the list, it's pretty easy. And then by the time you go into after like 15, 20 things, you're thinking really hard because there's so many things we take for granted. Then you really start thinking what you're thankful for. And it's quite an activity because by the time as the numbers go down the list, you realize it takes a bit longer because you don't want to just write down something that you wrote the day before. You want to get creative, but if you are thankful for the cup of coffee that keeps you sane and happy with people, then you can write it down every day in your gratitude journal because it seems like it contributes to a big part of your day. But keeping gratitude journal is a good activity for us to become more mindful of what we do have in our life. Because when I talk to people and they have certain goals they want to achieve, they always talk about, when this happens, I'll do all of the other stuff. They're waiting for this one event to happen in their path, and then they're giving themselves permission to acquire and work towards the other goals. And necessarily not all of those goals are tied into that one event in their path. So focus on the present. Pay attention to the small things. Be thankful. Living for the moment and noticing the small things in life makes a big difference. There's a reason why some people are, for the most part, consistently happy, genuinely happy. You can tell when you look at a person whether they're genuinely happy, or they're struggling with their happiness and they're trying to seek it out, or they're just giving you lip service, saying, oh, I'm happy. But at the same time, and how they say it and when they say it, you could tell that they're not really mindful. It's just an automated response because they're so caught up with life that life is dictating their emotions and what they should do versus them controlling, having control in their own life based off their thoughts, their emotions, the actions. Are you living the life that you want? We will typically get what we need to survive, but the wants we have to work for. But that doesn't mean that needs are always provided for us. We have to maintain, we have to invest ourselves to show our Creator, the universe, that I'm making an effort. Nothing falls into our lap. The next is mindset. Have the right mindset. Be positive, be open-minded. Don't be so rigid in your thoughts that you're going to keep people away from crossing paths with you. You might be filtering out the right people, the right opportunities, also blessings that could come onto your path and just elevate your vibrations, but also elevate you into a whole new lifestyle for the better. And be happy. Happiness cannot be bought. Too many people misconstrue and misunderstand and take comfort for happiness. Money could buy you lots of comfort. It could get you the nicest cars, the biggest homes. It might even buy you friends and a crowd that looks up to you. But it's not going to buy you happiness. The happiness has to come from within, regardless of how cliche it sounds. We have to seek our own happiness. And until we make ourselves happy, nothing truly is going to contribute to our happiness. No one is liable for another person's well-being. We come alone in this life, and then one day when our time comes, we will eventually move on and alone. Paying it forward. It's nice when people perform random acts of kindness. There are times even I'm taken on for a surprise because I don't expect someone to do something right then and there. It's a selfless act, something that I love doing as well because I am privileged to travel. And when I do, whether it's leaving a very generous tip here or there, paying it forward, or sharing time with a charity, or crossing paths with a person, I thought I didn't have time, but then I end up being fortunate enough to share more time with them and having a very engaging conversation. And when you perform an act of kindness, it's not something that you just plan ahead of time. It's a bit, it comes spur of the moment. And I think that's what makes it so genuine. And it's easy to do something. Sometimes people do things because they have that expectation as, I'm going to get a thank you or some form of validation. But do it without expectation. Because when we do things with expectation, and you do it in the name of charity or kindness, don't walk away unhappy. You're helping someone out. You never know. We could end up on both sides of the fence within a matter of hours or days. Just because you're doing well today, you don't know if you're going to be on the other side of the spectrum who could use kind words, a little bit of charity, or have someone just listen to you speak. Be good to yourself, but also be good to others. I did already discuss gratitude, but I should expand on a tad bit more. Think about what you're grateful for from the past, your present, and the more you pay attention to those small blessings, you're going to notice that whatever you're working hard towards or in terms of manifesting in your life, whether it's emotionally, in terms of a physical, tangible goal, things will start aligning because we have to run parallel to the universe. But when we start resisting, we feel the world is all against us. But it's not that. It's a sign that we're not cooperating with everything around us. It doesn't mean you have to agree with people and look eye to eye, but there has to be mutual respect for society, but also self-respect for yourself. Because if you don't believe in your own goals, why do you expect everybody else to believe in your goals and to help you along? There are times where people have, they engage in good planning, they have good intentions, but when I hear them speak about what they want, it says they're not owning, they don't own their thoughts. It says they're talking about in third person that, oh, I would like this to happen. That's great, but what are you doing about it? At times people are so mentally and emotionally engaged that they feel that that degree of high engagement will dictate and let the action happen on its own. It's great to have good intentions, it's great to plan, but you have to execute your thoughts through actions to know whether your ideas are viable in the physical world, what needs improvement, and it's okay. We don't always get what we want on our first try. Let's say if you want to start a business and you need help with financing, you go to a few different banks, a few different venues, and you get turned down. Just because you get turned down at that time, you don't just give up at the goal. You should make the effort to learn why each one of them turned you down, how could you do things different, and if they give you a timeline to turn things around to have a favorable decision, again, the free will falls into your lap for you to say, okay, I'm going to work towards this goal. And maybe it might be timing, or you're not a qualified candidate for financing at that moment in time, but you could change that around. Conditions change. Successful people know that rejection is part of the game, and sometimes it comes in a phase that lasts for months and years, and then other times you might just learn after a few rejections. But rejection is part of it. There are times when I cross paths with people and they're nervous and trying something out because they're afraid that they won't do well or they will fail. And I am there to remind them that if I had to share how many stories of rejection I've received along my path, they wouldn't believe it, because you really have to have the mindset, the determination, and your inner belief that sooner or later, your timing will come. You have to believe in yourself, you have to believe in your dreams, and you have to believe in your timing. But that doesn't mean that you just wait for the clock to buzz at a certain time, day and date. You have to work yourself and create your timing. Opportunities don't happen on a given date. Opportunities come in our path when the universe feels we're ready to entertain them and we can handle that burden. At the same time, I'm not saying go abuse yourself because you have a high threshold for dealing with competing priorities, but know that you have to take action. You have to come in that. It's okay if you're going to strike out. Some of us have a few niche skills that we're very good at because we've spent so many years working towards maturing them and then continuing to maintain them and grow forward. And then each one of us also have skills that could require a lot of work because we don't spend that much time applying ourselves in that given situation or context. So if you're embarking upon something new, give yourself time. All good things take time. And if you're coming across an opportunity that's an overnight success, don't take it for granted, because everything has a timer on in life. It's life's way of moving us along our trajectory. And try not to fear, because at times fear just freezes people in their path, and fear is derived from either self-manifested or they saw a similar situation play out with a friend or someone they know, and they're afraid of putting themselves out there. But in the game of life, we all put ourselves out there. emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. At times, even if life knocks us down, it's when the real test begins of our faith. How much faith do we have in ourselves to get back and start moving along our path? And one more element I would like to share. Don't worry a lot. I don't want to say don't worry, because a lot of people I know do worry in some shape or form, whether it's voluntary. I would say it's involuntary, because who in their sane mind would want to worry for hours or days and years? Worries at times are derived from anxiety and fear. Sometimes it's just self-manifested. There are outside factors that may drive you to worry. Let's say you're running short on finances. You're starting to wonder, how are you going to pay your bills? What are you going to do about it? And at times, worries and anxieties start taking a life of their own in your mind, that the mind starts controlling you. And thoughts are really serious things, because we are what we think. And if you're not thinking calmly and practically, it's going to do a number on your health. Mental health issues do surface. And it's not a bad word to say. Sometimes when people are really anxious and worrying all the time, they need to go to stress management. They need to work through anxiety counseling. And there's nothing wrong with it, because what they teach you there is how to learn how to work through these hurdles in life, and to change our reaction and view the challenge in a way where you know there's a start and a finish. It's much harder than it sounds, but the less you worry, the better. Because the more you worry, worrying, we don't get rewarded for worrying. We don't get paid for worrying. We worry about things, but those things aren't worrying about us. It's just speeding up our aging process. It's just speeding up that anxiety that needs energy in order to take a life of its own. And also, worrying extracts so much energy from us, it will leave you fatigued and worn out in extreme cases. So taking a step back, focus on the moment, and make the best of harvesting your blessings. You may be on the receiving end of experiencing a blessing, but you may be a blessing itself to someone in your life. Pay it forward. Be good to yourself. Be good to your loved ones. And what you put in is what you put out. If anybody has stories to share regarding their miraculous blessings, and even those that were not miraculous, but they came at the right time, at the right place, or those that manifested their blessings, I would like to know how you went about it and what you learned about from that experience. Again, we're granted 86,400 seconds in a day to slow down and count our blessings. And for anyone who even spends 5 or 10 minutes, you're doing a great job, because it's part of the process to make you mindful. And this isn't only about for developing spiritual health, but it's also supposed to contribute to your well-being and how you develop as a person overall, and how you go about your practical life, how you go about your relationships, how do you perceive the resources that you have, and also for you to know where you are today and where you would like to be. And don't view your destination as a point of where you get to celebrate. You should celebrate what you can in life, day to day. Don't hold yourself back, but everything should be in moderation. What you put in is what you get out. So, positive thoughts, try not to worry too much, but manifest those blessings, so not only are they good for you, but they're also good for those around you. I will leave you on that note. So have a great week. Continue writing to me at sashatalks.com. Click on the contact page. And until next time, be good, be safe, be blessed. God bless.